Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it could be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, Beyond the Whisper, the call to share God's revelations. And today's focus is sharing what God has revealed to you. In the echoing halls of history, the voice of God has always sought out those willing to listen and, more crucially, to relay his message to the world. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20, we are handed the mantle of responsibility, a divine commission that transcends mere proclamation to include the mentoring of souls in the ways of Christ. This journey of discipleship is not a solo venture, but a collective endeavor, enriching by the sharing of personal revelations and divine insights. It is this sacred exchange that faith is deepened, communities are strengthened, and the kingdom is built. Our springboard for today's discussion is Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Now the Great Commission extends an invitation to each of us to participate in God's unfolding story, not merely as followers, but as bearers of his word, sharing what God has revealed to us, be it a comforting word, a challenging truth, or a deeper understanding of Scripture, becomes a pivotal way we live out this commission. It's how we teach them to observe the ways of Jesus. Such sharing, rooted in love and obedience, becomes the very essence of making disciples, inviting others into a deeper relationship with Christ. Let's do a quick focus training. Number one, prayerful preparation. Start with a prayer, asking God to highlight what he wants you to share and prepare the hearts of those who will receive it. Number two is personal reflection. Regularly reflect on what God is teaching you through his word, prayer, and life circumstances. Being aware of what God is doing in your life is the first step to sharing it with others. Number three, openness to opportunities. Be attentive to opportunities. Be attentive to the opportunities that God provides to share your insights and revelations. This could be in conversations, meetings, or even through digital communication. Number four, cultivating humility. Approach sharing with humility, recognizing that it's God's message, not yours. This posture invites grace into the conversation and acknowledges God as the ultimate teacher. Number five, practicing clarity. Seek to share God's revelations clearly and simply, making them accessible to others. Sometimes the most profound truths are shared in the simplest terms. Number six, encouraging feedback. Invite feedback and discussion from those that you share with. This can provide insights into their spiritual journey and how God is working in their lives too. And finally, continuous learning. Be a lifelong learner of God's word and ways. The more you grow in your understanding, the more that you can share with others. In conclusion, the call to share what God has revealed to us is a sacred trust and an essential component of our Christian walk. It's through this sharing that we fulfill the Great Commission, drawing others close to Christ and nurturing the body of believers. As we step out in faith, sharing our revelations and insights, let us do so with the assurance of Christ's presence with us to the end of age. And today's call to action, intentionally share a piece of what God has revealed to you with someone in your community. It could be a word of encouragement, a newfound understanding of Scripture, or a testimony of God's faithfulness. And today's question of the day, what holds you back from sharing what God has revealed to you, and how can you overcome these obstacles? Let's pray. Lord, empower us with the courage and the wisdom to share your revelation with others. Help us to be attentive to your voice and bold in our obedience to share. May our words bring life and encourage faith, and contribute to the making of disciples, as you have commanded us. Thank you for your presence with us, guiding and supporting us in every step. In Jesus' name, amen. As we venture into our days, let us be mindful of the divine encounters and conversations waiting to unfold. May we be generous with others with the revelations entrusted to us, serving as conduits of God's wisdom and love, ever drawing closer to the heart of our Savior.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myarch2b.com. That's www.myarch2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.